This is episode number 2053 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, September 15th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
And now, for today's edition of All the News You Could Care Less About, here's your reporter, who you also could care less about.
Hey, it is time. Time for the Who Cares News.
It's that time once again.
Morgan. What's up?
As the second season of Ted Lasso enters its last batch of episodes, negotiations are already underway to get season 3 fired up.
I have not watched this, and it's a Golden Globe winner. It's a SAG Award winner. Everybody loves this show.
I haven't seen either.
I've seen like a trailer, that's it. And I know nothing about it. He's like a.
But you weren't ever motivated to watch Jason Sudeikis.
No, I'm not.
I'm not. I really am not.
Yeah. I'm really not. But I mean, now my curiosity is piqued.
Are you piqued?
I'm piqued. So because everybody's like so into it.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, anyway, some members of the cast are looking at some significant raises.
Really. Really?
Lasso himself, Jason Sudeikis, he's reportedly scoring $1 million per episode for season 3.
Not Jason Sudeikis.
I know, right?
Somebody dress him up. He doesn't know how to wear anything but a hoodie. He needs a new wardrobe. Unless he's buying those $1,200 hoodies. And okay, I'll give him
that. Maybe he's being...
He's got some money to pay.
What's the word?
He's got some money to pay to Olivia Wilde. There's going to be alimony.
That's
I guarantee
true.
You this. She... Not as famous as him. She really isn't.
Maybe that's why he's wearing the sweatshirts.
He was on SNL, for God's sake.
Maybe that's why he's wearing the sweatshirts.
He's got all these movies he did, for God's sake.
Because he's got money to pay
he's
to
got,
the
That's right. And now ex-wife. He's Ted effing Lassos. Whatever that means.
Lasso.
Lasso. Sorry. Oops. My bad.
What? As in one lasso, not one plural.
I'm going to have to lasso myself up to the TV.
Someone needs to lasso
that
you
bad
up.
Boy.
Now, for season 3, while Siri
we'll leave that one for Halle Berry.
Jeez.
I'm going to leave the door open.
Oh, it hurts.
Anyway, Lasso.
Berry, please come lasso,
lasso
his mouth shut.
Lasso. Anyway.
Oh, man.
Continue. Sorry. My bad.
Now, regulars of season 3 are going to see their paychecks double.
Wow.
But it won't be Ted Lasso double.
No,
you know?
Apparently not. Probably, he's the star of the damn show.
That's right. It probably didn't hurt that Ted Lasso season 2 came out of the gate with record-breaking numbers for Apple TV.
Well, yeah, but that's because he won all those awards. Yeah. And everybody felt sorry for him.
Yeah. Oh, that was
like
pity
Olivia
money,
Wilde.
Huh?
That's pity money. Olivia Wilde, she dumped his ass.
Off traipse now there with Harry Styles and his dresses.
Ass. Yeah, and his dresses. You know what? Maybe they could swap clothes.
A little bit of watermelon and sugar for Harry Styles.
Exactly.
That's what really got his goat.
What? Oh, watermelon. Well, yeah, I would mine too.
The big question mark is whether or not the show will go past the third season. Because Jason was saying recently is June, and he doesn't have any future plans after season 3.
Well, he
3.
Doesn't need any. He's going to have a few mil in the bank.
Yeah, we'll see how much he wants to save up. Now, what Jason did say, the story that's being told, that three-season arc is one that I see, know, and understood.
Oh, well, then this sounds interesting.
He also joked that Apple can back the iMoney truck up to his front door.
iMoney truck, I love it. I need an iMoney truck, Apple.
Boy, I just need an iMoney scooter would help. Vespa.
I need an iLasso.
Well, because there's just... The stars weren't doing much this weekend.
No, they had the Met Gala, so they were all
busy.
We don't want to talk about it. It's like, who cares?
And then there was 9/11.
Yeah, we had that.
So we'll talk about Britney Spears.
Britney Spears did something this week, so there you go.
Well, she's sending a powerful message.
Powerful message now that Daddy's
powerful
out of the picture.
Message.
Daddy didn't love me.
Daddy didn't love me.
Daddy didn't love me.
And so what's this powerful message you might
ask? What is this powerful message that Britney has to spare?
It's powerful.
To share.
Powerful.
Powerful. Power.
She deleted her Instagram.
That is powerful.
Is it?
Well, now we miss all the boob shots that she gave us a couple of weeks ago. We didn't see anything. They were covered. But she was still topless.
Well, they said she deleted
her Instagram. She looked too bad, I gotta tell you, for 39.
Amid her 13-year conservatorship. She's happy and in a great place, the source said. This was her decision.
So I don't want to get too far into this because we experienced this years ago with Amanda Bynes.
Yeah.
And her social media issues. And I started to think last month when all this was going down that Britt's meds were a little, they might have been a little off kilter because every day she was coming out with another boob picture. And it's like, this is not going to bode well for you in court, you know? You're trying to get this conservatorship to end, and here you are, you know, I'm free and easy on Instagram, woo-woo. So I was a little concerned. So maybe this is the best for everything.
Be concerned no more.
Yeah, because it's
according
all gone.
According to the source, Britt's taken some time away from social media in light of the successful path that she's been on and continues to be on, following the news of her engagement.
Yes.
Brittany's attorney.
Yeah.
I guess the one that Matthew, that probably daddy feared.
Yeah.
So he also confirmed it was her choice to take a social media break.
Wow.
By golly, this is almost as big as a hyphen in Jay-Z's name.
Is there one or isn't there one?
Not anymore.
He took it out. That's a
yeah,
long,
that
that's
was old, big, new, big.
Oh, that's a long time ago.
Anyway.
Wasn't that like 10 years ago?
Meanwhile, in case you missed it, Britt and her longtime boyfriend, Sam Asghari, they got engaged on Sunday after five years of dating.
Well, see, they did something over the weekend.
They did.
They got engaged.
5 years of dating.
I mean, was there any doubt that they were going to get married? Because I think the deal was that she was saying that daddy wouldn't let her get married. So that's over.
See, I wonder about the guy. Is he a good guy for her?
Well, he's been with her for 5 years.
That's true. He's waited it out.
And I think the lawyer would probably get her aside and go like,
That's true. Okay, all right. I'll go with it.
The lawyer's probably, you know what the lawyer's doing right now? Lawyer's drafting up a prenup at $500 an hour.
That's true.
Because who's getting daddy's money from Brittany now? The lawyer.
Yeah, his invoice is still, invoicing.
Well, good luck to Britt. I'm sure she'll be back on Instagram in no time at all. Don't you fret. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.